Well, good morning, everybody. This morning, it's my pleasure to introduce to you National Sales Director Kathy Rogers Smith. Prior to Mary Kay, Kathy was the owner of a daycare, and she joined Mary Kay in March 1987. She debuted as a sales director in June 1988 and debuted as a national sales director July 1st, 2006. Her career achievements include 16 career cars, currently driving the 2012 pink Cadillac Escalade Hybrid, but waiting the arrival of the 2015 pink Cadillac Escalade. She's been a star consultant for 80 quarters. She's achieved the Queen's Quarter of Sales 2 times, the Queen's Quarter of Recruiting 2 times, and honored as the company's monthly Miss Go Give Award in December of 1997 and again in February 2005. Kathy has achieved the Circle of Achievement 13 times and the Circle of Excellence 6 times. She has earned 6 4.2-carat diamond rings, cash, and all expenses paid top director trips to Paris, Scotland, Austria, and Vienna 2 times, San Francisco, Maui, Hawaii 3 times, cruise to the British Isles, Milan, Italy, Beijing, and China. And her highest monthly commission is over $25,848 in 1 month. She's a member of the Mary Kay Millionaires Club and has earned more than $2 million in commissions from her Mary Kay business. She's married to Steve, and together they have a blended family of 4 children and 2 grandchildren. Her best asset, she says, is faith in God, ability to believe in others and inspire them to believe in themselves. She quotes, "The Mary Kay business could change your life." Please welcome National Sales Director Kathy Rogers Smith.
Thank you, Angie. Hi there. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for your willingness and your commitment to do this every single week for Cindy and all of us Nationals. You are so greatly appreciated, and it just does give us that that feeling of excitement just hearing your British accent. So thank you so much. And thank you, Cindy, again, for just all that you have done for all these months now, just so prayerfully allowing God to use you to set up the calls and pray over, you know, every single week. I know it's divine appointments from God, as it is for me today, each week, the specific speakers who are on the call. So I just say thank you so much, and thank you to all the Nationals for just your commitment throughout all of this. And I'm going to start with prayer. I know for sure that's okay with Cindy, but
amen.
I was thinking I would do that at the end, but I just feel very strongly to go ahead and do this in the beginning. And I had shared in a brief email with Cindy that Steve and I had had some plans this weekend to go visit our grandkids, which we haven't got to see since December or since Christmas due to lots of sickness with his mom. And I did some special ladies at a nursing home for their beauty pageant on Friday morning, went up there really early and did that, because I've committed and did it now about 7 years in a row, and I didn't want to let them down, so I did it. Came back, we were ready to hopefully pull out around 3, and I came home, and he was sick in the chair and in the bed, which is very unusual for him. And so, you know, I was like, okay, God, what's up with this? And so anyway, I just decided, you know, we needed to stay home, especially me with him as well. But it turned out to be a true weekend of just peace and quiet and time with God that I know that he knew that we both needed. And sometimes God works that way. He changes things because sometimes he just has to stop us in our tracks, and he just has to slow us down and just put us in a place, you know, sometimes where all that we can do is look up. And so I'm grateful for the time that I've had this weekend to have peace and quiet and just some quality time with God. And through it, he really has drawn close to me, and I know that that is the reason why that I was chosen for this call today. So I'm going to start with prayer. Dear God, we thank you so much for just that you are in control and that you love us so much, and you're our Father, and you know everything about us, and you know everything we need. Today, God, I just thank you for this opportunity to allow you to use me to speak and to bring forth the message that you have put on my heart to bring forth to these ladies. And I just thank you for that opportunity. I pray that you be the mouthpiece, that every single word that comes out of my mouth will be used for your glory and your honor to glorify you. And, Father, I pray that each of us on this call today that accepts this challenge that you are giving us, that as we accept it, God, that you will go before us and you will open new doors of opportunity to bring forth new women and people in our lives that we are to go out and be a light to in the world. And I just thank you for the opportunity. I pray now the blessings upon every single person, all the ears that will hear this call and the message that you're bringing forth, and that as we go forth and we walk and trust you in obedience, in faith and obedience, God, that you will honor that. And I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I'm going to begin first with some words of wisdom from Mary Kay Ash. I always, when I'm preparing for most anything that has to do with speech or training or especially things with top leaders, I just refer back to Mary Kay because I think that, you know, she's absolutely the best. And through her words of wisdom and the things that I begin to read and listen to, God just always empowers me. And just hearing her voice just gives you strength. So her words of wisdom say, success begins with a dream. And the first step in making dreams come true is to know what you want. Have a mental picture of your goals. The mind's eye must see the things you want. When it has a strong mental picture, it will begin to change your dreams into realities. Mary Kay Ash. We are going into the final quarter of the seminar year, and many of us, including me, feel that we are behind in reaching the goals that we set at the beginning of this seminar year in July. The enemy would like for us to believe that it is too hard and that we are so far behind that we cannot possibly achieve the goal or the goals that we have set. It is my prayer to encourage us all today that when we can believe it, we can achieve it. It first must become a thought and then a decision. May we decide today to give it our best. Are we willing to give 100% every day so that we can be the best that we can be for these next 3 months? We must believe every day and not doubt, even one day or 1 minute. We have all heard so many testimonies of miracles from top nationals and new nationals that have shared on these weekly calls and their stories of how they achieved their first top director trip or their first million-dollar unit club or even their national goals. They had to believe it was possible first. Then they had to make the decision. If it is to be, it is up to me. Then decided, we have to decide on a plan of action, and we have to put that plan of action by doing it first ourselves. Some examples would be booking and holding a 10-show week or a 10-show month, sharing the business career opportunity with at least one or more at every one of those parties, completing a Power Start 30 faces consecutively for the next 3 months, and getting qualified gold medals from those appointments every single month. This builds momentum, and it brings results of the numbers that will promote women into star consultant, career cars, directorship position. If we really want to start a fire of excitement, then we will do it ourselves and do it quick. And I mean a 10-show week or a 10-show month, qualified gold medal, etc., because that is the key to really getting things going and building some fast momentum if we are way behind and if we, you know, want to reach those goals that we've set. When we breathe that same belief into the women on our team and in our units that we believe in and we want to work with, then we will have women whom are unstoppable and passionate about achieving their goals and the unit goals. Let's begin today praying specific over the women that God wants us to work close with and to truly make a difference in their lives and the lives of all the women that together we can reach. When I stop and think about all the women in my national area whom have become directors and or top leaders in our national area. They truly are my best friends. We love working together and spending time together. The blessings and the joys go so far beyond the victory of earning that first trip or achieving the national dream. These women become our family. An example of breathing belief was a time in my career, a year or two before I became a national. And I know that Cindy and maybe some of our area directors on the call remembers this, that I was praying for God to bring forth the women in my life that he wanted me to work with and to reach, to help them to reach their goals. And God showed me a vision of 10 DIQs crossing the career conference stage. I saw that vision in December, and it was so real that I knew it was God. I began to share that vision with consultants in my unit and asked them to pray over it if they could be one of those DIQs. One by one, I began working closely with them with a plan to achieve their goal of DIQ. That March at Career Conference, we did have 10 DIQs cross that stage together. Their achievements brought forth more sales, more team building, career cars, and new directors that all together reached our unit goal of trip that year, and more directors to bring forth the national goal. It was a vision that I saw first, and I believed first. Then I was able to breathe that belief into the women whom I believed could and would achieve it. We recently heard the fabulous Senior National Sales Director, Kim Walker, share on the call that she gave how that she and her unit achieved that first million-dollar year that they needed $120,000 wholesale dollars in June to finish that goal. That was $240,000 or more retail. And she shared that they did $60,000 wholesale in 2 days. Kim believed it. Her unit believed it. And together they made it happen with a course, with, of course, God working in their behalf and giving them favor, etc. Ladies, we have 3 full months ahead. Starting now, we can bring forth your goals and your consultant goals of crossing the seminar stage. A plan of action, if you want to write this down, if you dare to believe that God has given me, and there's been many, many, many times, especially times in my career over the years that I was behind and that it just looked like it would not happen. And every single time, this is the plan or a very similar plan that I would personally take responsibility to do. And from that, God would honor that obedience and God would bring forth the results. So number one, book and hold 10 parties or 30 faces in April. I know many of you just feel faces is what you focus on. But for me, it's the parties. And so book or hold 10 parties or 30 faces in the month of April. That will bring about with the averages, and I know many of you will be more, but just looking at low averages, that will bring about 2,000 to 3,000 in retail sales for you personally. That would equal 1,200 to 1,500 in wholesale order from you personally. Number two, share the career opportunity with at least 15 to 20 women in April to personally recruit 5 women and bring them in qualified. This equals at least 3,000 or more wholesale. We all know that many of them will do more inventory and do more, but we for sure can breathe belief for them to be qualified with the incredible special that the company is offering with a starter kit for $75. Those that have recruited in March will be able to continue to recruit with the same specials in April. Those that attended career conference will also be able to continue to recruit in April with the same special and with the same ordering specials to each of those new people. So, ladies, there is no reason why that we cannot bring them in qualified at least. Number three, breathe belief into at least 3 to 5 women in your unit to do the same. And counting you and them, you will generate at least $20,000 to $30,000 wholesale production. That would equal 40 to 60 retail. So when you're looking at being behind and when you're looking at nobody in my unit's doing anything, just you making that decision, us making that decision to make that commitment ourselves and to do that, the personal parties to bring about the sales ourselves and to find the women. Holding the parties is where we find the women, and we find the women who want to hold parties and who want to work the business. Mary Kay always taught us that if we find women at our parties, they are more likely to want to hold parties themselves and to work this business. So when we do that, we ourselves are generating around, you know, $5,000, which is car production, you know, give or take. Again, it could be a lot more or it might be a little less, but focus on $5,000. And then when you find those 3 to 5 women who in your unit, who you breathe belief in, the same belief, doing the same action plan, and together, you do it together, that is how you will generate this $20,000 to $30,000 wholesale dollar production. Add that to what you're already doing, and it makes our goals become more believable, that we can kind of see it. It's like, okay, I need this little glimpse of hope. How is this coming about when my unit's only doing this or this or this right now? So we need that glimpse of hope. And then number four, breathe belief and work very closely with all of these new recruits that are coming in from you and from these 3 to 5 women that are all recruiting 5. So work closely with each of those to help each of those new people bring in 1 or more. And by the end of the seminar year, we would have at least 100 new unit members. That literally is a new unit. If you're averaging, because I know on these calls, we are calling these London calls and breathing belief for the trip to London, but there may be some of you or many of you on the call that are closer to just wanting to reach your first unit club or are wanting to earn your first Cadillac. And so those are your goals, because maybe you know based on the numbers you have right now and the people that you have that it seems, you know, like it would be, you know, not as realistic. We know anything's realistic with God, just like him, $120,000 wholesale dollars in a month. Wow. That is huge, and God can perform miracles. But I know that there are more that are looking at possibly what they feel might be attainable or reachable. So if you're averaging 5 to 8,000 wholesale production right now already as a unit, then over the next 3 months when you do this plan and you find 3 to 5 women doing this same plan with you, you would achieve Cadillac to cross the stage. You would probably achieve unit club to cross the stage and probably even earn the quarter sharing court to earn a bumblebee, depending on how many maybe that you already have. Focusing on that gold medal, which Kathy Helou can teach that and preach that, and she has done it over and over and over and over and over. I still have a CD of hers that I listen to that breathes that belief into me, because she literally was the queen of gold medals and qualified gold medals with our company. So when you do that for the next 3 months, that's at least 15 people qualified, and you already probably have some. So added to that, possibly, or you might focus on a few more, then at least that bumblebee is attainable and achievable for you to believe. You also, besides earning the bee and crossing the stage, could easily, with this and with these women working with you, this 3 to 5, you could have 3 to 5 brand new directors cross the seminar stage with you. Could you get excited? It is your belief, your commitment, your action that determines whether or not that you will cross the seminar stage one time, two times, three times, or more, and it will determine your future financially. There is a point book that we also have from Mary Kay, and I wanted to share a few things in here as I'm closing. It's called Women Are Special, and Mary Kay herself was writing this. God gave women special qualities, and because of this, she says, I think he requires more of us. Everything we attempt should exhibit our most sincere effort. And we also heard Senior National Sales Director Kim Walker share on her call, God expects us to live the life of excellence that God has called us to do. And that's what he's put on my heart. Last week when Kathy Goff Brumman spoke and shared, I hung up that call so passionate and so on fire and convicted about where I was and what I knew I was supposed to do. And I was allowing the things in our life right now, Steve's mom being in the hospital since December, and us sitting with her around the clock and taking the shifts, is so grateful that we are blessed in our career to take the time and do that and be with her at 93 years old. We are so grateful. But yet it is challenging. It is very difficult, and it is very hard watching her be so sick and to see her go backwards some days forward and then other days backwards. And it actually emotionally just becomes very, very hard to just keep yourself focused. But what God showed me is sometimes he pushes us when we feel we are our weakest, when we feel we are have no way and no time of doing it. He pushes us. He pushes us just like the eagles pushing them out of the nest. When the mother pushes them and they have to begin to start flapping their wings, and it's scary and it's hard, but he pushes us because he knows that we will have to depend on him. He knows that at this time, right now, today in my life, he knows that I cannot do this in my own might. Even 10 parties in the month based on the schedule and the daily life that we have right now. But with him, with his help, with his guidance, with me believing, with me being willing, I know that God will do this and that he will go forth for each of us. She says, here are some rules for your success in making this happen, which is the above, you know, us exhibiting to be very sincere in what we do and to give it our best and to give it our all. And I believe that's what God has called of us as directors and nationals and the leaders that are coming up, that he has called us to give it our best. She says, number one, study to do your job better than it has ever, ever been done before. Number two, remember that you are the company. Everything you do or say is a reflection of the company. And so we have to remember that. And that is so important to me that the women in my unit and that the directors, because the enemy would want you to say, oh, well, if you're not there all the time with your mother-in-law and you're out busy working your Mary Kay, then they're going to think you don't care. Well, again, that's just a lie, because the witness that it is every day and the people that I see every day at that nursing home, and I come in and out, God is allowing me to be a light and a blessing to them. And I know that God wants me to go forward and do this and the time to still have to do that as well. Number three, help to develop a strong we spirit in your corner of our organization, a strong we spirit with our unit, with our area. And I'm going to share at the end of the call how God did that and allowed me to do that just yesterday in 5 short hours. Number four, ask yourself every morning, what can I do today to be more helpful to others? Number five, always be on the ball. On the ball. That is something that, again, even the people at the nursing home, they're like, Kathy, you are always on the ball. When I'm there, I'm helping the staff. I'm helping the CNAs help her get her to the bathroom and pick her up and lift her. And they say, you don't have to do that. Why are you doing that? I said, because I want to do it. And they're like, you're on the ball. You are just on the ball. So whatever we are doing, we need to always be on the ball. Number six, be generous in giving credit to others for their ideals. Number seven, turn obstacles into opportunities. Accept the troubles of your job and use them. Number eight, find something to like in every single person that we meet. Number nine, read everything that you can about your business to stay informed. Number 10, do a full day's work every day. Number 11, look for shortcuts to efficiencies. Number 12, give yourself away to those around you. Finally, while you are doing all of this, Mary Kay says, stay feminine and remember, if you look successful, you have a better chance of being successful. And in closing, I want to share a poem that I heard National Sales Director Emerita Maddie Dozer share on the Mary Kay Dreams resource media. We had this card in our career conference packet that I had found this weekend, and it said to go on and log on to the resource media and that we could have this free download of inspiration regarding Mary Kay Ash. Well, of course, like I said, I always want to hear Mary Kay, and I was already on there looking and listening some things to her. And when I heard this poem and Maddie share it, I felt I was supposed to share it. It was just went hand in hand with the message God had given me. The poem is titled, You Never Know. You never know when someone may catch a dream from you. You never know when someone said, when something said or something you may do will open up the windows of a mind that seeks the light. What you do might not matter at all, but then again it might. It is my prayer that someone listening to this call will catch a vision or a dream and will believe that they too can do it. Thank you so much, Cindy, for the opportunity to share the message today that God laid on my heart. And in closing, I want to share what he did yesterday. He woke me up early. I don't normally type. Cindy knows I don't type up speeches and type up things. I just go the way God leads me. But he woke me up in the night, and then he woke me up early, get to the computer. And so he brought all this forth, and I just typed as fast as I could, and that is not the normal for me. So that was stepping out of my comfort zone, so I want to say that first. And then throughout the day as I continued to pray, and I continued myself to say, okay, God, this is a big, big, scary thing. And I know some of you on the call probably think, oh, my goodness, Kathy, why is that scary for you? But when I make a commitment, I make a commitment. I'm a woman of my word. And just knowing our schedule and knowing my daily life right now, I just was like, okay, God, are you sure I can do this? So I first had to be in prayer, and I had to make that commitment 100% myself. And then as I did, I began to pray, God, give me the names. Give me the names of the people that you want me to call, and give me the words so that I can ask and start this booking myself, that I want to be able to share on the call, that I already have some people that literally I made the decision to help me to do this. I also began to pray if I was supposed to do this with my directors as well. And immediately God laid one person on my heart, and I called that one person, and I just said, can I just throw this by you and run this by you? And she immediately said, yes. Absolutely, yes. I accept the challenge. And I already been praying. God had already put it on my heart that that's exactly what I needed to do in April. So I knew right then that was the commitment that God was asking me then to go ahead and begin to make my calls yesterday afternoon and to put this message out to the directors in the Smith area and then to my personal unit. So in doing that, many of them, especially my personal unit, I personally called and shared this vision and what God had put on my heart. I asked them, would they pray over the afternoon and the evening, and by 8 o'clock this morning, would they let me know their decision if they could be committed or not? And most of the women were women that did go to career conference and just women who are, working in the unit and do have a goal to want to work. And so as I called each of those women and I sent an email out, there were 13 on the email in my personal unit and the ones that I was calling and either leaving messages or talking to. And already, as of this morning at 8 o'clock, 9 of those women have already committed. Some of them who have never, ever done it before, but said, I prayed, and God told me yes to commit. So 9 women in my personal unit, and then out of my directors, some I called that God laid on my heart, and others I sent an email and put the message out to them. And out of the Smith area directors already, as of 8 o'clock this morning, there are 15 directors who committed to do 10 parties or 30 faces and 15 to 20 career chats in the month of April. And then for me personally, between texting and making personal phone calls, I called 13 people or text, a few of them that I knew, you know, I could text. And what was so amazing, they text back. The ones I left messages ended up hearing the message and texting me back. And out of those people, some committed to silent parties and some committed to actual parties for me to come and them to have family and friends. And out of those, I have 13 commitments for parties already. Not one single person said no. So the message is, I know that I know that I know that this is a plan from God. I know it's the plan He had for me, whether it's for nobody else or not. It's for me. And I will go forth with the mission that He has for me this month to be the best that I can be and to give 100% in my personal life, with my family, with my 93-year-old mother-in-law, with my personal unit, with my area, and with my customers. And I will together with God's help daily be prayerful over the women that God will put in my path, that I know through this many people will come from it that will become directors, just like the directors in my area. As I looked back on other times in the past that I held a 10-show week or did the 2020 or stepped out of my comfort zone to do something that God told me to do, many, many of the directors I have today came from that obedience. So I know that that is the bigger plan that God has for me and the bigger plan that He has for many of us on this call today. Thank you again, Cindy, for all that you do. Thank you to all the nationals, and just thank you for allowing me to share the message that God put on my heart today.
Kathy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for challenging me and all of us to hold ourselves to our greatness, to the seeds of greatness that God has put in us, as Mary Kay always said. And, you know, I just appreciate your being bold enough to say it and to tell each and every one of us from the top, you know, of the company all the way through that it is personal responsibility, that we have to take a stand and say, if it is to be, it's up to me. And it starts here. You know, if we keep looking for change and we keep looking for things to be different and we're not doing anything different ourselves, isn't that the definition of insanity? Really?
Sure.
You know,
sure.
You know, wanting just keep doing the same old thing. And I appreciated so much what you said. And, you know, you're the one that I think I very, very first heard, except maybe Mary Kay, to say, to breathe belief into people. And so can you just maybe explain that? Because maybe there's some new directors or some DIQs on the line and maybe even some seasoned directors that don't know what that means or what that looks like. What does it look like when you say, I want, you know, to breathe belief into our people?
Okay. All right. Well, if I was talking to you, Cindy, you know, and I was calling you, again, sort of like yesterday, just some of the calls that I made, you know, one of my consultants actually has just, you know, lost her mom and been going through a lot of things, and that's a very, very emotional time. So it was very hard, and when I called, I was like, okay, God, I'll either get her voicemail or I'll get her, and she answered. And, you know, again, the enemy wants to tell us, you know, that that possibly that might not be appropriate at this time, but yet God put her on my heart. And so I knew that I had to do it, and so I just shared. You know, if I was sharing with you, I would just say, Cindy, I just was calling because God had laid you on my heart, and I just wanted to share with you something that God has put on my heart that I'm personally feel He's asking me to commit to do. And I've prayed over the women that, you know, that God would also have me share this with. And so I just want to ask you, would you be willing to pray over it as to whether or not that it would be something that you feel that God would have you do? I want you to know that I'm here for you. And together, you know, we can do this together. I believe in you. I know that you are so gifted and so talented. And I know that God has great, great things for you. And I just really want the opportunity, like with, if it's somebody that's maybe not already moving up, but that I see they have that potential, you know, I do say that I would love the opportunity to spend more time with you. And you're just so, you know, you have so many gifts and talents. You have so much to give. And I know that God wants to use you to be a blessing to others. And I would just love that opportunity to run with you and for you and I to spend more time together through this journey.
Great. That's great. And I want to tell a story about you and some of my area. I know maybe your area has heard me tell this story, but way back in the 90s, when I was sick for a really long time, and you, we were directors, you were my offspring, and you were just having an amazing year, and you were just, I mean, just breaking records, you know, in our area and in the state of Alabama, for that matter. And so I was sickly, and you called me and asked me to come to a star consultant banquet that you were having, and I was not anywhere close to being on target for the unit club that you were tracking for, which was Trip. You were tracking for Trip, working for your Trip. May have been your first Trip. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, and so I said, Kathy, you know, you don't need me. And you said, yes, you're my senior director. I want you to come. Well, I think that quarter, it was a star consultant banquet. You were having it at the Red Barn. And which, for people who don't know, Kathy and I come from the country. And the Red Barn is a restaurant that is an actual barn that somebody converted into a restaurant. And it's very rustic and country-like. But anyway, good home cooking, southern food. Anyway, so you had this star consultant banquet, and you had like 15 or 20 stars that quarter. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had just, do you remember it? You had a ton.
I do.
And I had never had that many stars in a quarter, and I was just, it was blowing my mind. And just before that, my adopted director, Judy Dunlap, had called me up and said, Cindy, I've found this book, and this book is why people join Mary Kay, and if they don't get this, what this book is about, then that's why they leave Mary Kay. And the book is called The Blessing, and I don't recommend books. You know, I recommend Mary Kay's books. If you've not read Mary Kay's autobiography, for sure, you have got to read that first before you read anything else that's recommended to you, okay? And then all Mary Kay's books. You need to, Mary Kay on people management, all of us as leaders, we need to read that first, you know, before we read these other books, in which I have. Anyway, she said, The Blessing. So I got this book, and I had just finished reading it when your banquet happened. And so I watched you as you called each and every star up and gave her a, I think it was a
rose.
Pink rose,
mm-hmm.
wrapped
yeah.
with baby's breath and mm-hmm. tissue paper and like Miss America style. You know, it's all screwed up. And you held their hand and you spoke the blessing. And the blessing has five parts to it. The first is meaningful touch, and you would stand there and you would hold their hands as you spoke the blessing. Mm-hmm. And the second part is a spoken message where you, you know, affirm them and tell them just like what you just did, you know. And then the third part is attaching a high value to them in that mm-hmm. spoken message. The fourth part is picturing a special future. You just did that, you know, mm-hmm. where you said, I believe that God has great plans for you. And I remember that night you said to some of them, I know that there's a Mary Kay career car. You've told me that your dream is a Mary Kay career car, and I know that God has that for you. He's put that in your mm-hmm. heart because He has that for you. And then the last part of the blessing was an active commitment, and you said, and I'm here for you, and we're going to run all the way together. And there was tears, almost every single one of them, of pride. And Mary Kay mm-hmm. taught us that, you know, when you touch the emotions of our people, that's when they're stirred to action.
Right.
We touch their emotions, not when we beat them up, you know, through guilt and condemnation and shoulda, woulda, coulda, that kind of stuff. But the blessing, speaking the blessing. And so when they, you are absolutely a master at that, and you do it without any thought of, manipulating or anything like that. You do it from your heart. I mean, it is totally spirit-led, Holy Spirit-led, and God speaking through you what he wants them to hear. And so, you know, and it's because you do have such a servant's heart and you love people. And, you know, Kathy, you've taught me how to work from my heart, you know, work from my heart and not my head, because my head will mess me up every time. You know, and don't get confused, people. I think you need a plan, and Kathy's just gave us the best plan of action you could ever hear. I mean, you know, to hold 10 parties, and I encourage you to do it fast. It's always been easier for me to do it in a week rather than a month. If I spread it out over a month, something always happens. But when I do it in a week or I do it really fast, it just goes better for me. But however you have to do that, 10 parties, I'm telling you, as leaders, we must take personal responsibility. And it is not too late to reach your goal, whatever your goal is. This is championship season, as Sean Key tells us, these last 90 days. This is when we find out who really has what it takes. This last 90 days. And if you are listening to this call and you're thinking, I'm too far, it's not possible. Listen, I know a God, and Kathy and I, we know a God. We serve a God who specializes in the impossible. And Kathy, in your speech at Career Conference in Mobile, you said faith is. Tell them what you said faith is.
Oh, my goodness. hang on a second, because I might have that right here, too, just to make sure I quote it exactly right. Something about God. Faith is not believing that God can and that he will.
Faith is believing that God will do it, that God will do it. And so
Faith is not believing that God can. It is knowing that God will. It is
knowing
God will.
That
and I wanted to share this, too, just for the directors and the nationals that are on the call, because I shared this at the end of the conference and I just found it up underneath my papers. But when we went to NSD Summit, and I can't remember exactly, I want to say it was Cheryl Warfield that gave this out, that had this pink paper which has Mary Kay's picture on it and, you know, the corporate address and everything, and it's where that Mary Kay had just jotted down notes to Dale Alexander, and it was a workshop, and at the top of it she wrote Dale, workshop topics, and then under it she put stress, importance of dreams, and then she put holding classes, and then it says selling basics, and then it says booking is lifeblood, and then after that she ended, and especially the go-give philosophy and the adoptees. So that is Mary Kay. That came from Mary Kay, her writing, her personal writing, and I cherish this. I'm going to go get it laminated because I just cherish this as a reminder to me that that is what Mary Kay expects of us as leaders. That is what she's asked us to do, and it doesn't change now. 51 years later, it's still the same. And it is the key. It really, truly, truly is. And I know that there's people probably wondering, you know, what did you say? What was your dialogue to get these people to book? And I want to share that, I mean, literally not one single one of them did I even tell them what they were getting out of it. That's what amazed me. Normally, I've had stuff in the past that I did this. But like one, for example, I knew she was young. I knew she was a texter and everything. And so I just sent a text message and said, I have this really big goal. I am challenged to hold 10 parties in the month of April. I was wondering if you could help me out by hosting a party or doing a silent book party. And she immediately texts back, and I mean it, nothing, not telling her what she was getting or anything. She immediately texts back and said, what's a silent book party? You know, and then I explained that, and she said, well, I will see if I can do the actual party, but I will for sure commit to a silent book party because my little boy's turning one, and it's a very, very busy month for us in April and blah, 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 but I would love to help you out, Kathy. And that was just how simple it was. And the ones that I called, you know, and I personally called them, it was the same way. It was just me saying that I had the challenge and asking, would you help me with this challenge? And some of them I said, you know, you will earn lots of free products from me. I worded it that way, but I did not tell an amount. There was no specific, hostess plan. There was no specific amount. So I'm saying that to tell you that, you know, what I believe today, and I believe that God has shown me, and he also, you know, I'm going to pray, personally call and pray with all of my consultants who've accepted this challenge and directors and stuff. But what God has shown me is that he just wants us to be willing. He wants us to be willing. He wants us to say we're willing to be obedient. And from it, he's going to bring the results. He's going to give us the words. You know, that was the first step. I was so scared. I felt like this brand new baby consultant because I'm ashamed to say I can't tell you how long it's been since I've held a party for me, you know, or actually tried to book for me. I did those facials on those sweet little ladies Friday at the nursing home, but that's loving on them. You know, that's loving on them and making them feel pretty, you know, for their beauty pageant that they have. You know, that's easy. But, you know, going and making that commitment, you know, to do the actual parties and, you know, the time and everything involved in it. But I just know that God is going to honor our obedience, and it's going to be an awesome, incredible month of April that will build a fire that will light up the world and build momentum that will carry us all the way through Reaching Goals by Seminar and into the new year. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, that's where our confidence comes from. I mean, really, there's two kinds of confidence. First of all, we never need to put our confidence in anybody except God. You know, that's in Psalm 118, I think, verse 8. Don't put your trust or confidence in people, but put your trust in the Lord. So when we know who we are in him and who he is, we can go forth. But then also there's confidence in doing. And if you are listening to this call and you just feel you're making all these excuses for yourself, for your people, you know, confidence comes in doing. I've had so many people lately, directors and consultants, to say to me, I just don't have the confidence to go to the next level in my business. I just don't have the confidence. Listen, confidence is placing your trust in God, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Look it up, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and then doing the work, because Kathy, you know, and I know, when we've gone out there and did it, when we've done, well, you've done 10 show weeks in a day before. I mean, you've done 30 faces in a day. Tell them how you've done that, because that's always amazing to me, how you do that.
Well, normally for me, because I do live in the country, and it's not as easy and convenient, I wait for people to come to my home. I would always get a place, like get a local hotel, rent their meeting room, and then just book, you know, call the people. If I had 10 of them, then I would contact each one of them, let them know I'm going to be there from 9 o'clock, say, on Saturday morning. Usually I'll do it on Saturday. I'll say I'll be there from 9 o'clock until whatever time, you know, like most of the time I would end mine at 6, and then, of course, some people could come 6 or 7, but you know, if I said 8, I didn't want a new party starting at 8 or whatever. So I would try to work out like that. But I would set the time and say, I'm going to be there from 9 to 6. And so I will have everything. I will provide everything. I will have refreshments and everything for your guests. All you have to do is come and bring your guests. Now, when I've did that in the past, I have offered those people that I would guarantee them $25 in free products for bringing at least 3 people with them. That, and I didn't ever require sales because I was confident that I would have the sales. So I'd say all you have to do is bring 3 people with you, and non-Mary Kay users, because I'm trying to grow my business and expand my business with new people. And I'll do everything. And they picked the time slot, and if she picked it at 9, and you know, then she would be 9, but then I would have, say, Cindy at 9, and then I would have Mary at 9 also. So, like, Cindy may be bringing 3 and Mary's bringing 3, but I would actually put them together in the same time slot because I knew that I could handle doing 6 or more, you know, and I've done as many as 10 or so before, you know, all at one time. So that's how I would do it. If somebody said they would come and maybe they'd bring 1 or 2, but they couldn't They might not have three. Again, you can still have parties and count them as parties because you're combining them with groups and stuff. So you might have three people wanting to do facials, just a facial, but have all three of them come in the same time slot, and then you're doing that at that time slot, but yet technically you're the hostess, or else you can do, you know, like a kind of like a book-to-look thing that at the end you let them draw and one of them is the hostess, you know, and do it like that. So I've done it different ways. But I, most of the time when I used to do them, especially when my goal was to do 20, I would try to also have somebody to help me. Like I would either hire somebody young or I would have somebody, like sometimes you got new consultants and people that want to learn, and they can come and as I would have two or three different tables set up so that as I finished one and new people were coming in, they were over here at the clean table and they were filling their profiles out. And then she might help do sight and hands or something like that on them and then just keep them rotated that way. And then when the other group left, she would clean those trays of mirrors and get them ready for the next group. So that's the smartest way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, keep it flowing. And they love it, I think, because they love it that you are providing the place and that you're going to have some snacks and some refreshments. And for me, because, again, living in the country, Cindy knows you've got to travel and you've got to drive. So for me, not having to do all those driving and the gas, it was a whole lot less cost to just rent the meeting room and have it all at one place.
Mm-hmm.
And especially because of my time was limited as well.
That's right. And your sales from those one-day events like that are
mm-hmm.
always – it's always in the
2,000 or more. Yeah.
Yeah.
2,000 or more. Big, big sales. Well, and sometimes I did it where that I didn't necessarily try to fill all the orders, but sometimes I did because it is hard, you know, if you're trying to fill all of the orders for them and go back and forth out to your car and all that with that many people trying to come in. But and I just always give them incentives to continue. Usually I would have a contest for the whole month also, like either a cash contest or a brush set or something like that. And so everybody that had at least 200 or more in total party sales, their name would go in the drawing towards that big gift at the end, you know, and that kept everybody working for the sales. You know, nowadays a lot of people probably require 300, but I know back then we did 200. But
that's
the
right.
Sales are there. I mean, I don't think that you have to worry as much over putting, especially like I wouldn't put a $500 requirement or nothing like that on it because I think that they feel pressured by
right.
that. I just want it to be easy and then bring the people and then the product's going to sell itself.
Right. And that's keeping it simple, which is what Mary Kay taught us, the KISS
right.
method. Keep it simple, sweetie. Well, I like it that you talked about the list that Mary Kay gave Dale Alexander and so many, you know, great things on that, but the sale basics, to sell set.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
something that I think that we've neglected in recent years, and as we're not selling sets. I mean, Kathy, you and I grew up in a time where it was, I mean, against the law, the
right.
Mary Kay
you didn't
law
break
to break the basics. You sold
right.
that five sets, which now would be, you know, the 3-in-1 cleanser and the moisturizer and a foundation, the Time-Wise
right.
set. You sold it as a set, and it was against the rules to break the set.
Right.
And somewhere along the line, I guess when we changed it to Time-Wise, we stopped being so, you know, strong about that. But the new Glow and Tell promotion that National Sales Director Jeannie Martin kicked off.
Right.
Is so, I really want to encourage everybody to take that seriously about getting 21 people to commit to using a set for 21
mm-hmm.
days. And I sense this, it's funny, in conversations with consultants, how many consultants have confessed to me that they have not been, you know, religious is not the word, but you know what I mean, disciplined about using a set, that they are not using the Time-Wise Repair set or the Miracle set or the Ultimate Miracle set, that they're, you know, neglecting one or two pieces. I challenge all of us to get back to, I'm just afraid my face would fall off if I didn't use the whole set. I mean, that's how I feel about it, you know. And
mm-hmm.
so we really, really, and how can we have conviction at our presentations if we're not using the set? You know, I sell sets, and I know you do too, Kathy, because we believe in it, because we're convicted.
Amen.
You know, we have this strong belief because we've seen the results. And a couple of months ago, I had an adopted director that had three guests at the meeting that I was doing that night, and one of the guests just had really, really bad acne. It was active acne, and just y'all know what I'm talking about. And so she did not even want to get her before and after picture made without, you know, at least concealer on, because it was so bad. And so anyway and anyhow, she didn't buy anything. I think she bought some glamour. But I told her director, I said, you really, really need to get with her. And I did privately say to that guest that I wanted to encourage her. She's an adult. She's in her 30s. But to try the Clearproof, to try the Clearproof set that I knew without a shadow of a doubt that it would help her. And I said it to her privately because I didn't want to embarrass her in front of the group and bring attention to the acne, although, you know, I knew that she was conscious of it. I didn't want to embarrass her. Anyway, yesterday, the adopted director, sent me a picture of that girl. Her face looks amazing. I mean, clear as mine. I mean, so clear, so smooth. And I said, oh, my gosh, wow, what happened? Because she didn't buy the Clearproof. Well, the adopted director said that after I talked to the girl, and then she, you know, I had talked to the director and said she really needs Clearproof, she gave the girl the travel size set, the small set of the, mm-hmm. just gave it to her. Y'all, sometimes you just got to sow a seed.
Mm-hmm. I've done that too. Yeah.
When you believe and you love people and you trust God that you know when I sow this seed, if you want to reap money, you got to sow money, and our product costs money. So she gave her the travel size. Within a week, her face was so much clearer. Mm-hmm. The people she worked with, her husband, her family were like, oh, my gosh, what are you doing? Your face is looking great. Now the girl has bought two sets, bought it out of her own pocket, two sets, and is considering signing up.
Wow.
And I feel like she will sign up. And so, y'all, really, you know, I don't want to take anything away from Kathy, but I know Kathy believes in sets just like I believe in sets. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, and you mentioned several times in your talk the number of people, you mentioned the number 13. I don't know if you noticed how many times you mentioned 13. And so, you know how I'm about numbers. And I always thought, you know, 13, the world says, is an unlucky number, but we know it's Mary Kay's lucky number. But I heard a minister last year for the very first time said that 13 was God's number for unlimited supply.
Ooh, wow.
Isn't that exciting? For unlimited supply. So, you know, think about that in regard to your booking challenge and your, you know, to your consultants and to your customers and all. Unlimited supply. That's so exciting. And I know that this is your anniversary. Is it tomorrow or is it today?
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Kathy's 28th anniversary with Mary Kay. 28 mm-hmm. years ago, she signed up and started her Mary Kay business, earned her first Mary Kay career car 6 months later, and then 6 months or maybe 7 months after that was in her first pink Cadillac and has been driving pink ever since. And so you have such a, you know, amazing track record in Mary Kay. Well, I'm not sure where everybody is. Kim Walker texted me when I sent the text out last night to remind everybody about the call. She goes, oh, no, I'm at Charlotte Career Conference 2, the 2. Please tell
Kathy.
Yeah,
a lot of them are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I'll listen to the playback, and I know it will be awesome and that I love her very much. So Kim Walker wanted me to tell you that. Is there any other national that would like to speak up as we close? They're all trying to figure out how to unmute themselves, Kathy. Kathy, star 6. Well, like you said, I know a lot of them are busy, and I just came back from Lakeland from career conference there,
mm-hmm.
and I know sometimes they have hit the ground running, or sometimes they have taken a moment for a break. Yeah, because if you worked a conference, we know that it is work. It's fun, and it's
great. I know.
Great.
When I came home from Mobile, I was scheduled, because, you know, with Joel to be on the schedule the next day, and Steve said, well, I'll go do the morning, and you do the afternoon. And I literally slept 11 hours without waking up. I cannot remember how long it has been since I did that. I said, oh, my goodness, my body just crashed.
I did, too. So. I did, 10 and a half. Steve said, my goodness. And of course, Steve, my Steve, had to tell me, and you snored. I said, thanks so much for sharing that. But, you know, that's when you're really, really dead dog tired. So thank you again, Kathy, so much. You know, I love you with all my heart. And thank you for always breathing belief into me. Always,
thank you.
And just encouraging me when I've been in those times of life when, you know, I needed just that word and somebody to tell me God is on your side. And you
Amen.
Can do it.
He is.
You can do
he
it.
Is.
So y'all go forth. Y'all put Kathy's plan into action. Let's make it happen in these last 91, 92, I think, or maybe it's a little bit more than that. That's 90-something days of the year. Let's see who the champions are. God is on our side, and if he's for
Amen.
Us, who can be
Amen.
Against us? Y'all go forth and be blessed.
Bye-bye. Amen. Bye.